This is the podcast for the delivery page of the presentation section of eapfoundation.com. For more information, visit www.eapfoundation.com. One of the key factors to the good delivery of a presentation is something which you do not need to learn, you simply need to do, and that is practice. The more you practice, the more familiar you will become with the content of your presentation, and the more fluent and natural your delivery is likely to be. There are, however, certain factors which will influence the delivery of your presentation when you are giving it, and which you therefore need to bear in mind. The main ones are pace, volume, and emphasis. So let's begin with pace. If you are nervous, you will probably want to speak more quickly than usual. This is the wrong thing to do. Listening is a difficult skill, and your audience needs time to both hear and understand your main points. You should therefore aim to speak a little more slowly than usual. A general rule is, the larger the audience, the more slowly you need to speak. This does not mean your presentation should be slow and steady throughout. If you say all the words at the same speed, the presentation will sound boring, and it will be difficult to identify your main points. In general, function words and phrases, such as what I want to talk about today and let's turn now to the next section, should be said more quickly, while content words, the ones which carry meaning, need to be spoken more slowly. Some do's and don'ts for pace are: speak a little more slowly than you normally do, especially if you feel nervous. The larger the audience, the more slowly you should speak. Also, speak more slowly if you are worried about your pronunciation, as this will help you to articulate or say the words more clearly. Vary the speed. Content words are more important and need to be spoken more slowly. Avoid speaking quickly to rush through and finish your presentation. Next, a few words about volume. You need to make sure that everyone can hear you. Too loud is better than too quiet. If you are too loud, it may be annoying, but at least the audience can still hear your message. Some do's and don'ts about volume are: speak a little louder than you think is necessary. Project your voice to the back of the room. Avoid speaking too quietly. Unlike a reader, a listener cannot go back if they do not catch the meaning first time. Finally, let's look at emphasis. When you are writing, you can emphasize your main points by using bold type or italics. When you are speaking, you also need to place emphasis on the important words or ideas, and this is done by using stress. There are three main ways to add stress to a word: speak the word more slowly, speak the word more loudly, and pause briefly before and after the word. Adding emphasis will make it easier for the audience to follow your presentation, as they are more likely to understand which are your main points. Some do's and don'ts for emphasis are: use stress for important points and contrast. Finally, there is a checklist for delivery of a presentation. Ask a peer to use it to assess you when you practice. The items included are: pace is a little slower than normal speed. The pace is varied, more quickly for function words and phrases, more slowly for content words. The volume is appropriate. The speaker is audible from the back of the room. And stress is used to emphasize key points.